Good evening, everybody, for the second time. We're going to start with a song called Wild and Wicked Youth. I found this one in the Vaughan Williams collection.
Thank you. We sing an Irish song now called The Outlaw of the Hill from the singing of Sean O'Shea, and it's about the exploits of the County Cork highwayman Willie Brennan.
got one of my favourite words that I'd never sung in a song before, blunderbuss. His blunderbuss well primed. When we heard Ali singing that, we're like, right, we've got to do that one. We're going to carry on with a Scottish song now called Skipping Barefoot Through the Heather. And I learned this from the singing of Alison McMorland.
As I was walking down yon hill, 'twas on a summer's evening, there I spied a bonnie lass skipping barefoot through the heather. Oh, but she was neatly dressed. She needed neither cap nor feather. She was the queen among them all, skipping barefoot through the heather. Her gown was a bonnie. Her petticoat a pheasant colour, and between the stripes was shining bells of blooming heather.
Chivalrous man accepts and does exactly what she says, and including, you know, killing his dogs and feeding them to her and that kind of thing. So you might wonder what the moral of this tale is. And to me, the moral of the tale is that you've got to give women what they want. And then you'll get rewards. So maybe there's something that the men of these days could learn from this.
You don't want to eat your dogs.
Yeah. But don't worry, I'm not like that. If you invite me to your house, I won't ask you to kill all your dogs. As the song goes on, you're going to get more and more scared of us, I think. And not that this is a shameless plug, but if you come to our gig tomorrow night,
and if you give Emily what she wants,
and you give me what I want and come to our gig tomorrow night, you will find that Debs Newbold, the storyteller, will tell a similar tale. So it's all connected, you see, this whole series of gigs. And hers is kind of based on the wife of Bath, and so why am I? Okay, so King Henry.
Thank you. Earth's been afore you.
So rise up, the jolly and come o'er him. Who's it I hear us speak and say kindly? For it's surely the voice of my own wife, Jean. Come and by me, dearie, sit down beside me. For it's time enough yet to be gone away. Oh, jolly man, when we first fell a curtain, there was nothing but love then to trouble our minds. And we spent the long days mad, the sweet smelling roses. And we never gave a thought till ours gone away. Oh, Johnny, my man, in the days of a curtain, nay, alehouse but tavern ne'er run in your mind. And we spent the Mondays mad, the sweet smelling roses. And when I remember it well, Jane, the time that you speak of. And we'll all remember that sweet flowery glen. Ah, but the days are past and will never return, love. So sit down
that's called Hind Hall. If you'd like to join in with us, this is a good one. It's got a good refrain, and I think it's easier to sing than it is to
say. Yeah, every time I try to say it, it's like, whoa. It's hey lily lily, hey lo lum. But it feels so weird saying it for some reason. And then the next bit's even worse. And the bark and the broom, they bloom so bonny.
It's easier to forget than it is to remember.
You don't have to roll your R's like I do if you don't want to.
She did, it wasn't reported.
As far as we know.
Hey, Lily, Lily, hey, Lily.
Nigel Newton. And I'm Emily Portman. This is Alistair Roberts. Did you catch the last one? Lucy Carroll. And I suppose this project with us all together has been quite a long time in coming, because we realised with the two songs we're about to sing you, me and Lucy were singing them in our kitchens in Thenham in Newcastle upon Tyne, which is where we all met, well, where the three of us women met anyway. And actually, I met you there as well, didn't I?
Yeah, on the same street.
And we, me and Lucy in particular, used to sing pretty depressing ballads to each other in our kitchens, and often ended with a kind
of... We know how to have a good time.
We do. We had a great time at university.
Rocking student life.
And then, you know, we were singing these two songs to each other and realised that they were brother and sister ballads, really, of... They were both the same kind of story, but from a male and female perspective. And so we started trying to kind of mesh them together, and this is what came out, really. And for years, we couldn't sing it, either of them, really, without crying. So, because we're a bit soft like that.
And not anymore, though.
Yeah. These days, you know, it's all changed. So, yeah. So we'll sing them for you now, and they're called... Handsome Wally.
I'm the man, and this is Handsome Wally, and then Emily's going to do...
And I'm going to do our captain calls, and yeah, and I got my version from the singing of Pop Maynard, who was the reason that I got into all this folk music in the first place. So if you want to go and hear Pop Maynard, if you haven't already, he can be found singing on the Voice of the People collection.
Thank you.
Children, and he wrote this arrangement of the song for the children of Blantyre to sing, and he kind of let us record it.
And the truth was made known, the
hills rang with their harmony. 207 young maidens were slain.
Now muffins and graves and sweethearts and brothers. That black tide explosion they'll never forget.
And all you young miners who hear my sad story, shed a tear for their victims who are late to the
thank you.
little bird. Come down, sit on my knee. When a girl would kill her own true love, she'd kill a little bird like me. She would kill a little bird like me. I wish I had my bending bow, my arrow and my string. I'd shoot a dart so nigh your heart that you'd no longer sing.
Me, I just think he's a very good storyteller, and it's about a woman who gets deceived, I suppose, by a man who isn't all that he seems, or is maybe even more than he seems. So.
My own true love. Long time have I been absent from thee. I've lately come from the salt sea, and it's all for the sake, my love, of thee. I have three ships that are out upon the sea. By one of them has brought me to land. I've 24 sailors on board, and you shall have music at your command. She says, well, ship's carpenter, to a ship's carpenter I am bound. I would not leave my husband dear for twice the sum of £1,000. He said, well, I could have daughter, and then she would have married me, but I forsook a crown of gold, and it's all for the sake, my love, of thee. So I pray you leave your husband, dear, and sail away with me. I'll take you where the white lilies grow, or on the banks of Italy, and the ship where
And through eternity we'll sing on.
we're just going to do one more. And so thanks everyone for coming. And thank you, Sophie, for this sound. It's also a good chance for us to say thank you very much to Anne Behrman and to Sarah Coxon for pulling all of this together, and it's been a great process for all of us, and wonderful to see you here as well, so thank you. Tending my sheep. This one I got from a book that Emily showed me, actually, called by a lady called Ruth Tung, who was from Somerset, and she was a chime child, which meant she was the seventh daughter of the seventh daughter, and she said that this made her have magical powers, and she could collect songs that nobody else had ever collected before. She may have written them. She says this one's from a man called Old Shepherd. So yeah, if you fancy singing along, do you fancy singing along? The chorus is, I'd rather be tending my sheep, I'd rather be tending my sheep, my ewes and my rams and my little young lambs, I'd rather be tending my sheep. Yeah, so just any sort of species of sheep. Yeah, and this is extra special for us to sing with Mary because she's done a video for us for this song. So
thank you.
Thanks for doing it. D, start with the mic. If I was the king of Taunton Town, I'd wear a sword and a golden crown. I'd ride on a four when we went to the war, with soldiers to follow 100 or more. But I'd rather be tending my sheep. Yes, I'd rather be tending my sheep. My ewes and my rams and my young lambs, I'd rather be tending my sheep. If I was a Bristol merchant man, with silver to collar and silver to hem, and fine chests of gold a sight to behold, the thieves and the robbers, they'd soon make me old. So I'd rather be tending my sheep. Yes, I'd rather be tending my sheep. My ewes and my rams and my little young lambs. I'd rather be days that I've seen, when the fields they are white and the fields they are green, and I do meet my foe when the cold wind does blow, when the foxes so cunning hide down in the snow, and I'd rather be tending my sheep. Yes, I'd rather be tending my sheep, my ewes and my rams and my little young lambs. I'd rather be happens. I do happen to have one more. And just while we're setting up, let me just tell you that there is more in store. There is the Moulettes, in case you haven't already got your ticket. The Moulettes are beginning at 10 o'clock tonight in Hall 2. And tomorrow night, myself, Rachel and Lucy are going to be playing here again, same time, same place. And we are going to be putting together a really special show with storyteller Debs Newbold and Mary Hampton, a wonderful singer. And so if you fancy it and are at a loose end, we would love to see you. And I think it's going to be a really special night. Enough plugging.
This song is called Lament to the Moon. It's an Irish song. It's from a singer called Paddy Byrne. And I'd also just like to say, if anyone's wondering what this stunning landscape is behind us, this is the archipelago of St. Kilda. I want to mention that photo was taken by a friend of mine, Ewan Walker.
He's feeling guilty, isn't he?
Ewan visited the islands 4 or 5 years ago.
There is no sight so sweet.